Severe weather on KSL News Radio. Kevin Eubank is standing next to me, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Simple question, Kevin. How much snow still to come?
So the storm becomes showery in the next several hours. We're only talking an additional 1 to 2 inches from now until about midnight. But the exception is going to be down south of the lake. So when you're talking west side of the Salt Lake Valley, West Jordan, West Valley, over the mountains, over Ochre Mountains, into Grantsville and Tooele, they're going to see an additional 2 to 4 inches in the overnight because of those lake effect bands. So after midnight, skies go partly cloudy, roads get icy. We'll drop to 24 degrees in Salt Lake. Those snow bands will continue for the west side of the Salt Lake Valley through early morning, but then temperatures tomorrow, upper 30s, partly cloudy, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then another storm Thursday morning. This one, another 1 to 3 in the valleys. It'll be another morning commute issue Thursday morning. So the snow's here to last, and it looks like winter is too. Get used to it.
Right. Hey, it's going to be dicey tomorrow morning, it sounds like, with the temperature going down to 24.
Yeah, it's going to be icy, especially over those bridges and overpasses. But you know what? UDOT's been out in just full force. So they'll have salt down. They'll do all sorts of the treatments. So they'll do their best to keep the roads. But you can do yours by just slowing down and allow yourself some extra time. That'll be the key tomorrow morning.
Wow, what a nightmare this morning was, right?
Yeah, it's been rough, and it's a rough drive out there now.
Okay, 32 degrees right now in Salt Lake City. KSL News Times 422.